Let's continue our chat on rugby league and talk about the Doncaster Dons. They enjoyed their first win of the season at home to Hunslet, 24-36 last weekend. They came from 8-6 down at half time to end a 24-match losing streak dating back to August 2014. Let's talk to their head coach, Gary Thornton. Hi, Gary.
Hello there. How are you doing?
Not too bad, thank you. Congratulations. What was your overriding feeling and emotion last week? Relief?
Yeah, definitely relief. Delighted for the players and for the fans. Obviously, it's been a long road, hasn't it? You know, it's a long record, long losing stint is that. So to end it last week was brilliant. Real party carnival atmosphere afterwards as well. You know, we thought we'd won the Challenge Cup the way the fans were celebrating with us. But yeah, it was just good to get that win and put that losing streak behind us, really. And you know, it's a record that nobody wants as a player or as a coach. So it's been pretty painful, but thankfully, we did what we needed to do last week and got the win.
And relief that people like me can stop talking about this losing streak.
Yeah,
now.
The conversations were getting a bit boring, weren't they, on this Saturday, talking about the same things, you know. But yeah, thankfully, you know, it's give everybody a lift and a fillip that we really need, really, you know. And you know, the longer the losing run goes on, the more pressure builds and the harder it is. But you know, as I say, thankfully we can be a little bit more positive this week.
What was the key to the victory? Did things just fit into place all of a sudden?
They did. I think also, you know, the personnel, we had Matt Grote back in the middle unit who made a massive difference. I think he got the Man of the Match award and rightly so. But, you know, I think also being at home again at Keepmoat, you know, I think we're better on that big wide field of ours. And, you know, Tom Carr making his debut, you know, a couple of new players coming from Dewsbury that freshened everything up a little bit. So I think there were a number of reasons really that culminated in it. But, you know, first and foremost, I thought the enthusiasm of the players, and they really wanted to win it. We built up all week about, you know, Hunslet, the nearest team to us in the league, so what a fantastic opportunity it was for us. So the spirit going into the game was really good, the preparation going into the game was really good, and thankfully it all came to fruition.
Does it only really count, the success of last weekend, if you can back it up with victory tomorrow?
Well, that's the ideal situation. Obviously, we want to do that. You know, we've got to keep it going now. We give ourselves a mountain to climb, we know that, in terms of survival, but you know, we've got to just keep ticking off game by game, one after the other, and again, Halifax are home now. But you know, the lads enjoy it at Keepmoat. You know, it's a great stadium, the facilities are fantastic. You know, it's really a nice place to play rugby, and I think that certainly helped us last week, and I'm hoping we can use that same advantage this week against Halifax. We know it's going to be tough. You know, they're a top four team and they're going really well up there, so they're going to come and give us a different challenge to Hunslet. But I think we've got to build on last week's performance and take some confidence into the game and not be afraid of the opposition. I think, you know, we proved for again 70 minutes of last week that we're capable of competing at this level, and that's what I'll be asking the players to do again this week.
And since last weekend, one player in, one player out. You've signed Loto Tagaloa from Sheffield Eagles on loan until the end of the season. How did that come about?
We have, yeah. So obviously, I've been looking at bolstering the squad. You know, since I came into the club, really, always looking for players that are going to come and improve the squad. Been in fairly regular contact with Mark and you know, see what players he's got available that are on the fringe of his first team, and he'd mentioned Lotto a couple of weeks ago to us, and we thought we'd keep our eye on it, and then we thought this was the right time to bring him in. And you know, he's going to add a little bit of competition for places. He's got some good utility value, and originally came over as an outside back, but he's a big strong athlete and could probably play just as well in the forwards as he does in the back. So, you know, he's got some utility value, and it puts a bit of pressure on everybody, and nobody can be comfortable now, because as I say, I'm always looking to improve the squad and bring new players in and freshen the place up. And so the opportunity to bring Lotto in ticked all those boxes for us, and so, you know, we managed to get the deal done, and thanks to Mark at Sheffield for allowing us to do that.
That's the one in, the one out. Danny Nicholas released from his contract at his own request. Were you okay with letting him go?
I listen to part-time football at this level, semi-professional rugby league, is difficult because, you know, boys have to work and that's their priority, because they've got to put food on the table for their families and they've got to pay their mortgages, and sometimes that work commitment takes them away from being able to train and put the effort and commitment in that's required to play at this level. And that's understandable, you know. But Danny was finding it increasingly difficult to get to training because of work commitments. So we both agreed it would probably be best if we drew a line under it for this season, and he wants to carry on playing, and he can go back and play at his community club in Hull, which, you know, allows him to be still involved in the game. But yeah, he just couldn't commit to the level of training that's required to play at this level. So it's a mutual thing. It wasn't anything, you know, there's nothing to do with a lack of form or how he'd been performing. It was just really a case of him not being able to commit to the level of commitment that's required. And so we, by mutual consent, we released him from the club.
Is that an extra part of your job that some people may not fully appreciate, the fact that you've got to handle people who've got other things going on in their lives?
Well, it is, yeah. That's, you know, this is one of the problems. You know, it's not as simple as just getting 17 kids together and playing on a Sunday. There's lots of other things that go around, and yeah, managing availability of players is one of them. You know, you can have the best sessions in the world planned for your weekly training sessions, and then you find out your hooker or your scrum half's got to work late, and everything changes. And that, those are the difficulties that you have to work with. But that's, you know, that's the nature of the job. And it is difficult with semi-professional sport because, as I said before, their priorities are obviously their jobs and paying the mortgage, and if you're not in a full-time environment, then that takes priority. So yes, it's difficult, but you know that's what playing at semi-professional level is all about.
Good luck against Halifax, Gary.
Thank you very much.
Jan,
thank you.
That's Gary Thornton, Doncaster Dons head coach.